请我们翻开希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
我们从二十五节读到末了。
We'll read from verse 25 until the end.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
See that you refuse not him that speaks. For if those did not escape who had refused him, who uttered the oracles on earth, much more we who turn away from him who does so from heaven.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once will I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
Yet once signifies the removing of what is shaken as being made, andthat what is not shaken may remain.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Wherefore, let us, receiving a kingdom not to be shaken, have grace, by which let us serve God acceptably with reverence.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
For also our God is a consuming fire.
我们的神曾经在地上说话。
Our God spoke on earth.
当他说话的时候，地就震动。
When he spoke, earth shook.
他说他还要再说话。
And he said he will speak again.
这次是在天上说话。
And this time he will speak in the heavens.
这时候不但地要震动，天也要震动。
And not only the earth will be shaken, but heaven will be shaken also.
我们知道我们的神曾经在西乃山上向着摩西跟以色列人说话。
We know our God did speak to Moses and the Israelites on the mountain of Sinai.
当他说话的时候，百姓都惧怕。
When he spoke, the people were in fear.
因为地在震动。
Because earth shook.
但是不止如此，神说他还要再说。
But not only that, God says he will again speak.
这次不是在西乃山上说话。
And this time he will not be speaking on Sinai.
他乃是要在天上说话。
And he will speak in heaven.
不仅地要震动。
Not only the earth will be shaken.
连天也要震动。
But heaven will be shaken.
为的就是他那个不震动的国要降下来。
That the unshakable kingdom of his will come.
我们从历史上来看，许多的国度兴起来，然后又衰败。
From in history, we see many kingdoms rose, but then many kingdoms decay.
当巴比伦强盛的时候，没有人想到它会衰败。
When Babylon was strong, no one could imagine that it would fade.
但是巴比伦衰败了，然后马代波斯又上来了。
But Babylon faded away, and Medo Persians arose.
当马代波斯衰败的时候，希腊帝国又起来。
When Medo Persians perished, the kingdom of the Greek rose.
然后我们又看到罗马帝国也兴起来。
Then we saw the kingdom of Rome rose.
即使在最近这200年，我们看见英国曾经是日不落国。
Now even if you look at the past 200 years,England was once the kingdom whose flag does not set.
但现在我们看见英国也衰败。
But we see now that England is no longer as before.
所有这些国度兴起来也会再衰败。
All these kingdoms, they rose and then they decay.
没有一个国度可以永远长存。
And there was no single kingdom on earth that could last forever.
神说这一次他不仅仅是要震动地上的国度。
And the word of God says this time he will not only shaken the kingdom on earth.
很多我们以为属天的、属灵的，我们以为的都要被震动掉。
Now even those things that we think those were heavenly and we think those things are spiritual, even those will be shaken.
许多我们以为我们可以依靠的，我们觉得是坚定稳固的，也要被震动掉。
Many things we think we can rely upon, something that are very solid and steady, that will be shaken too.
当震动的时候，我们会受到试炼。
When it is shaken, then we will be tried.
当震动的时候，我们会觉得我们难受。
When it is being shaken, we think it's very hard to pass that time.
当震动的时候，我们甚至觉得是一种损失。
We would even think that would be a loss.
但是感谢主，当我们向着他有信心的人，这个不震动的国是赐给我们的。
But those, we thank the Lord, those who have faith in Him, this unshakable kingdom is actually given to us.
因为不是出于神的，神都要震动掉。
Because whatever is not of God, He will shake it away.
我们常常被一些这样的会被震动的东西所欺骗。
And oftentimes we are fooled by those things that can be shaken.
所以能够被震动的，其实早点被震动才好。
And so actually those that would be shaken, it's better that they are shaken early.
因为这些东西不能带到勇士里面去。
Because they cannot, those things cannot be, go to eternity.
我们知道只有出于神的，出于我们主的，出于圣灵的，才能够永远长存。
We know that only that which comes from God, from our Lord, and from the Holy Spirit, only that can last.
所有出于世界的，出于肉体的，出于天然的，都要被震动掉。
All these things that come out of the flesh, come out with natural, and come out from the world,That will be shaken.
在主快回来的这段时间，我们求主实在怜悯我。
When the Lord is about to return, we pray that He will have mercy on us.
让我们的眼睛得以开启。
That our eyes are open.
让我们能够迟早看见我们身上这些会被震动的东西。
That we can indeed discover and see those things in us that can be shaken.
让我们在震动的时候，我们仍然向着主有信心。
That when the whole thing is shaken, that we still have faith.Before the Lord.
因为他把这个不震动的国要赏给我们。
Because He is giving us this unshakable kingdom.
我们知道刚才我们所读的圣经其实从旧约的哈该书所引来的。
And the scriptures that we were reading, actually some came from Haggai in the Old Testament.
我们知道哈该书在讲到这一段话的时候，特别跟他们重新建造圣殿发生极大的关系。
We know that when the Lord spoke these words in Haggai, and that has to do with rebuilding the temple.
当我们在读哈该书的时候，我们发现神借着哈该说下这一段的话是向着特别的人说的。
And when we read Haggai, we know that when God spoke these words, He spoke these words to a special group of people.
他并不是像一般的以色列人或犹太人所说的话。
He was not speaking to the ordinary Jews or the ordinary Israelites.
因为大部分这些人都被分散到世界各地去了。
Because most of them were scattered to different parts in the world.
有两个支派，他是留在巴比伦。
And there were two tribes that were kept in Babylon.
只有非常少数的人，大概50,000人。回到了耶路撒冷。
And only about 50,000 they returned to Jerusalem.
所以当神借着哈该说这些话的时候，他向着对象乃是这少数的渔民说的。
So when the Lord spoke to Haggai, his audience, his target audience was these remnants.
并不是像那些大部分留在巴比伦的人所说的话。
Not to those who remain in Babylon.
因为他们在巴比伦的人呢，他们已经习惯了巴比伦的生活。
Those in Babylon, they have been used to the life in Babylon.
在巴比伦已经成了他们第二个故乡。
Babylon has become their second country.
巴比伦在那里，他们学会了怎么样去赚钱。
And over there, they have learned how to make money.
他们生活非常的舒适。
And they have very comfortable life.
但是哈该书不是向着这些人说的。
But Haggai was not spoken to these people.
哈该是向着这些少数被神的爱激动回到耶路撒冷的这些人说的。
Haggai was spoken to the few who were stirred up by the love of God and they returned to Jerusalem.
这些人因为爱神的缘故呢，他们抛下了在巴比伦那些荣华、那些前途，他们来回到了耶路撒冷。
And because of their love toward the Lord, he forsook the prosperity and the so-called future in Babylon and they returned to Jerusalem.
他们愿意回到这个荒凉的地方，重新把神的殿建造起来。
They were willing to come back to this place of desolation and rebuild the tent of the Lord.
这些人有心
the temple of the Lord.
这些人有心向着神。
They have a heart toward the Lord.
他们也愿意爱神。
They are willing to love the Lord.
但是在这七十年当中呢，在被掳的七十年当中呢，他们对神的话认识得不清楚。
But within the 70 years of captivity, they did not have chance to know the word of God.
他们对神的认识也不是那么清楚。
They did not have a clear knowing of the Lord.
所以神兴起哈该来对他们说了这一大堆的话。
So God raised Haggai to speak to them.
我们知道，如果我们读哈该书的话，我们最好是跟以斯拉书一起来读。
So when we read Haggai, it's better if we can reference to the Ezra.
因为当他们被掳归回来以后，我们知道有三卷先知书是特别讲到被掳归回来的。
And when they returned from captivity, we know there were three prophets. The book of prophets, they especially talking about that period of time.
也就是圣经最旧约最末了的这三卷书。
And that's the last three books of the Old Testament.
也就是哈该书、撒加利亚书跟马拉基书。
Haggai, Zechariah and Malachi.
在这一段的历史呢，我们知道有两卷非常重要，就是以斯拉跟尼希米记。
But referring to the history, there were two books of very important, Ezra and Nehemiah.
我们知道当以色列人被掳的时候，大约是在主前606年。
And we know that when the Israelites were taken captivity, that was about 606 years before Christ.
神借着耶利米告诉他们被掳70年以后，神要把他们带回来。
And through prophet Jeremiah, God told them that after 70 years, he would bring them back.
果然在大概主前536年的时候，就70年以后，536年的时候呢，这些渔民就回到耶路撒冷。
Indeed, in the year 536 before Christ, about 70 years before the time Jeremiah's prophecy, they indeed came back to Jerusalem.
就在那一年的七月，他们把祭坛给重新建造起来。
The month of July of that year, the seventh month that year, they rebuilt the altar.
他们在祭坛上献祭。
And they offer sacrifices on the altar.
而且他们也守耶和华的节期。
They also kept the festivals of the Lord.
在第二年的二月，就是主前535年左右。
And the second month of the next year, about 535 years before Christ.
然后他们的圣殿的根基也立起来。
The foundation of the temple was established.
这个时候呢，有一些撒玛利亚人进来，想要跟他们一起来建造圣殿。
At that time, some Samaritans came to say that we want to build the temple, your temple with you.
因为撒玛利亚人是外邦人。
Samaritans at that time were actually Gentiles.
当北国四个支派被掳以后
，When the ten tribes of northern kingdom was taken captivity,
有一些外邦人从别的地方就移居到撒玛利亚。
Some of the Gentiles they were migrated.To Samaria from other place.
他们自称他们是敬畏神的人。
They call themselves to be a people fearing God.
他们想要跟神的子民一同来建造圣殿。
And they said they wanted to join in building this temple with the people of the Lord.
但我们知道建造圣殿是神儿女的事情。
But we know the building the temple is a matter that belongs to God's children.
不能容让外邦人在这世上有份。
And the Gentiles have nothing to do with this.
所以当时这些渔民呢就拒绝了他们。
So the remnant at that time refused.
就这些人呢恼羞成怒，找尽各样的办法来做破坏的工作。
So these people in their anger, they tried their best to destroy the work.
他们甚至到君王面前来 控告说这些百姓要造反。
They even went to the king to say that these people are trying to rebel.
结果就在这样的情形下面呢，他们被迫停工。
So in that circumstances, the Lord's people were forced to stop their work.
结果一停停了十五年。
For 15 years.
大概在主前520年的时候呢，神就借着哈该来说下了这些哈该的信息。
About 520 before Christ, 15 years later, the Lord spoke through Haggai to his people.
在第二节他讲的第一章的哈该书第一章第二节他讲了，他万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到，那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Thus speaks Jehovah of hosts, saying, This people say, the time is not come, the time that Jehovah's house should be built. And the word of Jehovah came to Haggai, the prophet, saying, Is it time for you that you should dwell in your paneled houses while his house lies waste?
换句话说，在这十五年的当中呢，他们建造圣殿的工作停下来了，但是他们还可以住在很好的自己的房子里面。
Well, in another word, in those 15 years, their work to rebuild the temple stopped, but they actually lived in their own good houses.
在这十五年当中发生了一些现象。
Now, within these 15 years, something happened.
所以呢，神就借着哈该说，你们要审查自己的行为。
So the Lord spoke through Haggai, you should examine your work.
所以你看到第六节的时候，他就讲到，他说你们杀的种多，收的却少。你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
So here in verse 6 says that you eat but will not be satisfied, you drink but not filled with drink, and you clothe yourself but it's not warm, and the earth earned wages for a bag with holes.
第九节他说，你们盼望多得，所得的却少。你们收到家中，我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
Verse 9, you look for much, and behold, it was little. And when you brought it home, I blew upon it. Wherefore, said Jehovah of hosts, because of my house that lies waste, while you run every man to his own house.
如果你继续读下去，你看。事情非常的严重，他说第十节，他说所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产，我命干旱临到地土，山冈五谷新酒和油，并地上的出产，人民牲畜以及人手一切劳碌得来的。
And then from verse 10 and 11, therefore over you the heavens withhold their dew, and the earth withhold its fruit, and I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground brings forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of hands.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们想一下，看这些人是因着爱主的缘故，他们回到了耶路撒冷。
We think about it, brothers and sisters. These people, they return to Jerusalem because they love God.
现在他们有心为神建造圣殿。
Now they have a heart to build a temple for the Lord.
那他们受到外力的逼迫，所以他们必须要停工。
And they were forced by the outside factors. They had to stop.
他们这么样爱主，但是好像神管教的手这么严重的临在他们身上。
They loved the Lord so much, and yet the hand of discipline seems to be so heavy on them.
天好像为他们封闭了，地也不出土产。
The heaven seems to have closed to them, and the ground would not produce.Grains.
为什么这么多这么爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们遭遇的却是这么大的逼迫？
Why these people who love the Lord, so many of them, and yet they were persecuted?
因为建造圣殿的工作是非常荣耀的工作。
Because the work of building the temple is a glorious one.
圣殿是代表神的同在。
Temple represents the presence of the Lord.
因为我们的神喜欢住在人间。
Because God is pleased to dwell among His people.
我们的神喜欢住在属他的子民的当中。
And our Lord is pleased to live among among his own people.
我们的神，他的见证，他的托付，就是在这些少数的渔民身上。
His testimony and his trust is supposed to be born by these few remnants.
那些好像不关心神见证，不在乎神的旨意的人，留在巴比伦，日子反而过得很好。
Now those who did not care about the Lord's testimony, they stayed in Babylon, they seem to be just living fine.
而反而这些这么爱主的人，回到了巴比伦，为着神要建圣殿，受了挫折停下来，反而管教的时候这么重。
Now, these people who love the Lord, who came to Jerusalem in order to build the temple for the Lord, and yet the hand of discipline is so heavy on them.
为什么？
Why?
因为神爱他们。
Because God loved them.
他所爱的，他要管教。
He disciplined those that he loves.
因为神的见证跟托付在他们身上。
Because the testimony and the trust of the Lord is upon them.
圣殿必须要建起来。
The temple has to be built.
主的同在要在他们当中。
And the presence of the Lord has to be in them.
所以神的手似乎是很严厉的在管教他们，其实神的见证托付在他们身上，神爱他们。
So the hand of the Lord seems to be heavy on them, but actually the trust and the testimony of the Lord is entrusted to them, and God loved them.
所以神借着哈该说了很严重的话。
So God spoke very severe words through Haggai.
他说百姓说建殿的时候还没有到，但是呢，你们自己还住天花板的房屋。
And the Lord said, and the people say that the time to build the temple is not here yet, and yet you live in the paneled house.
换句话说呢，我们顾着自己的享受，我们忘记了神的见证。
In another word, we have cared for our own enjoyment, and we have forgot the testimony of the Lord.
甚至我们可能说，我们追求我们个人的属灵，但是我们忘记了神自己家里的见证。
We could even say that we have sought for our own spiritual state, and yet we forgot the testimony of his house.
所以神说你们要省察自己的行为。
So the Lord says, examine your works.
这让我们想起在撒母耳下第七章大卫的一段故事。
And in 2 Samuel, there was a story of David.
你记得当大卫住在他自己的皇宫里面的时候，他所想到的乃是耶和华的约柜还在帐幕里面。
When David was living in the palace, in his own palace, his mind, his heart was on this ark, which actually stayed in the tent.
虽然他住在这么豪华的宫殿里面，但是他的心不满足。
Although he himself lived in a good palace, but his heart is not satisfied.
因为他的心是在神的约柜上面。
Because his heart is with the ark of the Lord.
他的心渴慕神的同在。
His heart longed for the presence of the Lord.
所以他愿意为神建一个圣殿。
So he was willing to build a temple for the Lord.
他就跟先知拿单讲了这件事情。
So he mentioned this to Prophet Nathan.
拿单一听了以后觉得 这件事情一定讨神的喜悦。
So Nathan thought that this must be pleasing to the Lord.
所以拿单说你可以去建造圣殿。
So Nathan said, go and do.
但就在这个时候呢，神借着先知来向大卫说话。
But then the Lord spoke to Nathan, and then from Nathan to David.
他说你有这样的心愿，但是呢，建造圣殿的工作不在你的身上。
And the Lord said, it's good that you have this willingness to build the temple, but the work of building the temple is not with you.
神喜悦大卫有这样子爱他的心。
The Lord is very pleased with the heart of David toward him.
所以神要先大卫一步，先为大卫建造他的家室。
And yet, the Lord wants to do one thing for David before David does anything for the Lord. So the Lord wants to actually build David's house.
他要让大卫的子孙能够永远坐在这个宝座上面。
That the descendants of David would forever sit on this throne.
而且他的儿子要来为耶和华建造圣殿。
And his son will build the temple for the Lord.
所以在这里我们看见大卫有这样的心来爱神。
So here we see that David had a heart for the Lord.
但是这样一个爱神的心呢，神更愿意为大卫做更多的事情。
And when David had this heart for the Lord wants to even do more for David instead.
虽然大卫后来没有为耶和华建殿，但他预备了许许多的材料给他的儿子来建殿。
So although David did not in person build the temple for the Lord, but he prepared all the material necessary for the temple, and he left that to Solomon to build the temple.
在这里我们看见大卫跟神在那里竞争。
So here we see David seems to be competing with the Lord.
大卫想要爱神，为神建造圣殿，但是神更要先帮他建立他的家室。
David loved the Lord so much he wants to build the temple for the Lord. But the Lord really loved David and he wants to build his house for David.
就像新约圣经所讲的，若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道。
So just like what's said in the New Testament, if there is anyone who loved the Lord, that loved God, he is known to God.
所以主的话也告诉我们，当求他的国，先求他的国和他的义。这些都要给你们。
So the word of the Lord told us very clearly, seek ye first his kingdom and righteousness, the other things will be given to you.
所以神的话借着先知说，你们要省察自己的行为。
So the word of God spoke through Haggai that you should examine your works.
他你们要上山取木材，开始建造这殿。
You should go to the mountains to get the wood to build this temple.
换句话说，你上山你是需要付代价的。
When you go to the mountain, you have to pay price.
山上的木材适合建造圣殿。
The wood on the mountains is suitable for building the temple.
因为他们经过各样的考验，风吹雨打，他们能够生长。
Because it was tested by wind and by the rain, and they grew in that environment.
这就说到我们在神的面前，实在应该学习来顺服神。
And that says that we should learn to obey God.Before him.
我们应该接受他在我们身上的管教。
And we ought to receive his discipline on us.
借着他在我们身上的带领。
And his leading in us.
让我们能够背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
That we can indeed carry our own cross and follow him.
借着十字架在我们身上做炼净的工作。
And allow the cross to purify us.
预备能够建造圣殿的材料。
Prepared us as material for building the temple.
这里两次提到省察自己的行为。
Now here twice it talks about examine your works.
换句话说，他们没有省察。
In another word, they did not.
因为他们一停停了十五年。
Because when they stopped for 15 years.
没有错，外面的环境叫他们必须要停下来。
Indeed, the environment around them forced them to stop.
但他们一停停了这么长的一段时间。
But when they stopped for 15 years.
我们看到神的忍耐。
We can here we see the endurance of God.
现在神说话了，要叫他们省察。
So here God says that examine yourself.
所以很多时候我们不懂得省察。
See, oftentimes we do not know to examine.
因此我们不明白神的旨意。
And therefore we do not know His will.
但是我们感谢主，我们要借着他的光。来省察我们自己。
We thank the Lord we can indeed examine ourselves in His light.
他的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
His word is our light.
借着明白他自己的话语，我们能得到光。
And through His word we can get His light.
借着我们不断的亲近主，我们能够靠近光中，所以我们能够见光。
And through our drawing close to the Lord we can get close to the light.
我们能够像诗篇所说的，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思。
So that we can be like the psalmist said, examine me so you know my heart.
试炼我，知道我的意念。
And test me to know my mind.
看着我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的路。
To see if there is any evil thought in me and lead me on the way to eternal life.
借着神在他们身上的管教，就产生了结果。
Now through the discipline of the Lord on them, then it brings fruit.
他们的心就被恢复了。
And their hearts were stirred.
这边就讲到他所罗巴伯跟约书亚呢，还有剩下的百姓，他们都听从耶和华神的话。
So here it says Zerubbabel and Joshua And God's people, they all listen and obey the word of God.
不但听从耶和华的话，他这边讲了，他们在耶和华面前呢，也存敬畏的心。
And not only they heard the word of God, they also have a fear before the Lord.
结果呢，神就借着哈该又说了话。
And then the Lord spoke through Haggai again.
他说：“我与你们同在。”
He said, "I will be with you."
哦，神巴不得他能够与他的子民同在。
So the Lord wants to be with His people.
同在的秘诀在哪里？
And what's the secret there?
这能告诉我们，他们听从耶和华的话。
The secret here is that they have hearkened to the word of God.
什么时候我们听从神的话，神就愿意与我们同在。
Whenever we hear the word of God, then the Lord is willing to be with us.
不仅听从的话，他们还存敬畏的心。
Not only they hear the word of God, but they also have a fear.
巴不得我们一方面我们能够听从神的话，一方面我们常常存着敬畏的心来到他的面前。
So we ought to not only hear His word, but we also approach Him with a fear.
这时候耶和华不能不说，我与你们同在。
So the Lord cannot but say that I am with you.
我们知道离了主，我们什么都不能做。
We know that apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
但是靠着爱我们的主，我们凡事都能做。
But by Him who loves us, we can do everything.
所以主的同在实在是宝贵。
So the presence of the Lord is indeed precious.
但是不仅如此，
Not only that,
他借着圣灵激动这些人的心， 激动他们的灵。
Now, He stirred up the spirit of the people through the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Because we know that not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
借着耶和华的同在，借着他圣灵的工作，就这些人呢，终于开始恢复了他们建殿的工作。
Through the presence of the Lord, through the work of the Holy Spirit, and these people indeed gradually start to rebuild the temple.
大环境没有改变，但他们的里面改变了。
The outside environment has not changed, but the inside of them has changed.
第一次哈该神借哈该说话的时候，是在六月初一日，在第一节里面讲六月初一日。
Now the first time the Lord spoke through Haggai, it is in the first day of the sixth month.
结果他们在六月二十四日，经过二十四天以后呢，神的殿就开始复工了。
And after 24 days, the rebuilding of the temple started.
这个日期被记下来了。
Now that date was remembered.
为什么？因为神说，当你们这样建造圣殿的时候呢，我就喜乐，我就荣耀的荣耀。
Why? Because the Lord said that when you start to build the temple, my heart rejoices, and I am glorified.
这时候神喜乐了，神也得荣耀了。
Now this time the Lord is rejoiced and He is glorified.
然后到了七月二十一号。神的话又临到哈该。
And the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai again.
现在神说，他说你们中间，这是第二章的第三节，你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看这如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
Now it says that now when you see the temple and how are you going to think?Now, when you see this temple that's going to be rebuilt, would it look like it's nothing?
当他们开始重新建造圣殿的时候呢，经过不到一个月的时间，神又再次说话。
So within 1 month after they start rebuilding the temple, the Lord spoke again.
为什么？因为神明白他们的心。
Because the Lord had seen their hearts.
他们一面在建造圣殿，一面心都手都软了。
So on one hand they built the temple, on the other hand their hands are softened.
因为当他们在建殿的时候，他们在想，这个圣殿就算再被建起来，也比不上从前所罗门那个圣殿这么荣耀。
So they were thinking that even when we rebuild this temple will not be as glorious as the time of Solomon.
当他们在这样想的时候，神知道他们所想的。
And when they thought, the Lord saw their heart.
所以神说，你们见过从前这殿的荣耀的人。你们看这个岂不是如同无有吗？
So he said, those of you who have seen the previous temple, when you see this temple that's going to be built, and it would look like it is nothing.
他们刚刚从巴比伦回来。
They just returned from Babylon.
巴比伦是非常荣华的。
Babylon was a place of prosperity.
我们知道巴比伦的灵 就是要大。
And we know that the spirit of Babylon is to be great.
所以你读启示录的时候，那个大巴比伦。
So when you read the Revelation, there's it talks about the great Babylon.
所有属肉体的，从肉体出来的都喜欢大。
And everything that comes from the flesh wants to be big.
都不喜欢小。
They do not want to be small.
见过从前所罗门圣殿的人知道，他们再怎么做也做不到那么荣耀。
Those who have seen the Solomon's temple before, they know that no matter how they rebuild, the temple will not look like the one before.
但神知道他们的心，所以神借着哈该再次来鼓励他们。
But the Lord know their heart, so through Haggai, the Lord encouraged them again.
因为神不像人，人喜欢看外表，但神是看里面的实际。
Because God is not like man. Man look at the outward appearance, but God look at the heart.
所以我们在神面前必须要有个态度。
So before the Lord, we have to have an attitude.
我们需要在小事上忠心。
We have to be faithful in small things.
只有在小事上忠心的人，神才能够把大事交给他们。
Now only those who are faithful in small things, God can entrust to him greater things.
我们知道有些人神给他五千两的银子恩赐，五个 talent.
We know that there are people God gave them 5,000 silver, 5 talents.
那有些人呢，神给他只有一千两银子，就一个 talent.
And some God will only give them 1,000 silvers, which is 1 talent.
神给五千两银子的人，神期待他赚回五千两。
Those God has given 5,000, He expects them to earn 5,000.
但神从来没有期待一个人得一千两银子的人去得五千两回来。
But God has not expected those who have 1,000 to earn 5,000.
误会神有这样的想法的人，认为这个主人是一个忍心的人。
Now those who misunderstood the heart of the Lord think that this Lord, this Master, is a hard-hearted.
但神要求我们只是要在我们的小事上忠心，神就满意。
But God requires of us, and He is satisfied if we are faithful in small things.
所以神就借着哈该鼓励他们，虽然在你们眼中看如无有。
So God.Through Haggai, encourage them to, although in your eyes it appears to be nothing.
但是这殿后来的荣耀比大于先前的荣耀。
But the latter glory of this temple is going to be greater than the previous glory.
因为神所注重的乃是属灵的实际。
Because what God looks to is the spiritual reality.
也许外面的建筑没有那么大。
Perhaps the building is not that great.
也许人数没有那么多。
Maybe.People are not that numerous.
但神要求的不是大，神要求的是圣洁。
But what God asks for is not something great, but God asks for is something sanctified.
所以耶路撒冷从天而降，乃是称为圣城耶路撒冷。
So when Jerusalem, the holy city Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, it is called the holy city of Jerusalem.
所以神在这里呼召说：“所罗巴伯，你当刚强。”
So God said, "Zerubbabel, be strong."
约书亚，你当刚强。
Joshua, be strong.
我们知道所罗巴伯是省长，是代表他们的君王说的。
So Zerubbabel, we know, is the governor. He represents the king.
所罗巴伯好像他们的政治的领袖。
Zerubbabel, is like their a political leader.
约书亚是大祭司，好像他们宗教的领袖。
Joshua is the great, is the high priest, and he is their their leader in faith.
神说。你们两个需要刚强。
And God says, you too have to be strong.
但不仅如此，他说，所有这地的百姓，这些渔民，你们也当刚强做工。
And not only that, he said, all these people here and those remnants, you should be strong to do your work.
如果你们看外表，你们会软弱。
If you see the outside appearance, you will feel weak.
但如果你们知道神的心意是要那个属灵的实际，你们就应当刚强。
But if you know the heart of God,is looking for the spiritual reality, then you ought to be strong.
为什么？因为我与你们同在。
Because I am with you.
在这里，哈该书这两章的圣经讲到两次同在。
And within the two chapters of the scripture, and his presence was mentioned twice.
第一次是因为他们顺服，因为他们存敬畏的心，神说我与你们同在。
The first time is because they are obedient, they have a heart of fear, so the Lord said, I'm with you.
那现在呢，因着他们愿意刚强，愿意来为主做工，所以神说我与你们同在。
Now this time, because they are willing to be strong, they're willing to do the work for the Lord, so the Lord says, I'm with you.
但是不止如此，神提到了他的约。
Not only that, the Lord mentioned His covenant.
这第二章第五节这边说，这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话，那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
So this is the chapter 2 verse 5. He says, when you came out from Egypt, I was with you. My spirit is with you, so do not fear.
神不仅与他们同在，神还把这个约跟他们重新立定。
So the Lord not only is with them, but He also reminds them of the covenant.
神怎么样从前带以色列人经过旷野，神的灵与他们同在，现在神的灵也与他们这些渔民同在，神的约照常在他们身上。
How the Lord has brought Israelites through the wilderness and with His own Spirit's presence with them. Today, the Lord is also likewise going to be with them with His own Spirit and with His covenant.
但是更美的就是第六节，他说：“万军之耶和华主是说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地，沧海与旱地。”
And then this verse 6. For thus said Jehovah of hosts, yet once more, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land.
这就是刚才我们读到的希伯来书十二章所引用的话，就从这里引出来的。
And this is quoted in Hebrew chapter 12.
那这震动以后怎么样呢？产生了第七节的效果。我必震动万国，万国的珍宝都必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
And then the result of this verse 6 is verse 7. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, said Jehovah of hosts.
换句话说，他们在这里重新建造圣殿，这是一件非常大、非常荣耀的事情。
In another word, here they rebuild the temple. This is a great work. This is a glorious thing.
因为是为着万国的珍宝要运过来的。
Because the treasure of all nations shall come.
为了这件事情，神要震动天地。
And for this reason, the Lord will shake the heaven and earth.
把万国的珍宝都带进来。
And the desire, the treasure of all nations shall be brought here.
什么是万国的珍宝？
And what is this, the treasure of all nations?
我们知道万事都互相效力，为爱神人得益处。
We know that all things work together to benefit those who love the Lord.
我想我们都常常能够经历到神在我们日常生活的各样的神迹奇事。
Now we know that we can all experience the wonders, the great things that the Lord has done to us in our daily life.
就像我最近经历了一件事情。
And lately I experienced one thing.
虽然我不太愿意，很少交通我个人的事。
Now I actually would not really like to share my own story.
我最近向主有一个祷告。
I had a prayer before the Lord lately.
我盼望得到一个电脑。
And I wish to have a computer.
我们家有两个电脑。
Now we have two computers at home.
我儿子占了一部，我女儿占了另外一部。
My son occupied one, my daughter occupied another.
那有的时候有电脑实在是很方便做事情。
And sometimes when you have the computer, it's easy to do your work.
所以我就有一个祷告说，主啊，如果你许可，你给我预备一台电脑。
So I pray to the Lord, if you're willing, prepare a computer for me.
我也不是说买不起，因为一个电脑现在其实也几百块美金就可以了。
It's not that I cannot afford it because the computer is now just $100. You can buy one.
我只是想到我们的主那么丰富，我跟他要这个也不太也不是说有太过分的要求。
But I think my Lord is abundant one. When I ask for a computer, I'm not asking too much of him.
结果呢，过了没有多久，我们家有中间的一台电脑坏掉了。
And then not long after that, one of our two computers broke.
所以我们必须要再买一台电脑。
So we had to buy another one.
所以我们就在网上订购了一个电脑。
So we ordered one from the internet.
到今天还没有到，因为它大概要一个礼拜的时间才会到。
And now it's not here yet because it would take a month, a week.
但就在前两三天呢，我儿子从学校回来跟我讲了一件事情。
But just 2 days ago, my son came back from school.
他说学校给他一台电脑。
He said the school gave him a computer.
所以我们家真的变成三台电脑了。
So now we really have 3 computers.
我说你怎么会得到电脑呢？
And I said, why the school gave you one?
他说因为在前年他们考了一个试，好像 STAR， 好像是 STAR 这种 test， 前年他考得非常高，就是1000多分。
So because 2 years ago, and at school there is a test called STAR, and he actually got a very high grade.
超过1000多分。
High scores, more than 1000.
然后呢，去年他考得不太好，变成800-900分。
And the last year he didn't do so good. He only got about 800-900 points.
主要是因为他的数学没有考得很好。
Because he did not do too well in the math.
因为他的数学呢已经超前了很多，他已经把大学很多要先修的修过了。
And actually his math was pretty good. His math was advanced actually at the college level.
像一些微积分或是统计学，他在高中就学了。
So in high school he has studied calculus and statistics.
那 STAR 的那个数学其实是蛮基本的。
And actually the math in the STAR exam was actually more fundamental.
他因为很久没有碰这个，所以反而考得不好。
But because he hasn't touched this for a long time, so he did not do well.
那今年呢，他考得又不错，很好。
And this year he did well again.
所以学校说呢，因为你的成绩进步太多了，所以给你一台电脑。
So the school says because you have made such improvement, we'll give you a computer.
所以我发觉，即使他的失败，也能够成就神的旨意。
So I find that even his failure would actually accomplish the will of the Lord.
我就体会到什么叫做震动万国，万国的珍宝都要运进来。
So I realized, you know, what is the, when the nations will be shaken, but the treasures of nations will come.
所以我们神的儿女实在是非常荣耀，非常宝贵的。
So being God's children is something very precious and very glorious.
它能够震动天地，震动万国。把万国的珍宝都带进来。
God is able to shake heaven and earth and shake all nations and to bring the treasures of nations back.
当然我们知道这里万国的珍宝是指着万国所羡慕的。
And here we know that the treasure of nations actually means the desire of the nations.
谁是这个万国的珍宝？那当然是指我们主说的了。
Now who is the treasure of nations? That is actually our Lord.
我们知道有一天这个万国都要被震动。
We know that one day all nations will be shaken.
我们的天地都要震动。
The heaven and the earth will be shaken.
但是我们的主要荣耀的回来。
But our Lord will return in glory.
因着他的回来，这殿后来的荣耀比大过先前的荣耀。
For his return, because of his return,The latter glory of this temple is going to surpass the previous glory.
这个殿当一方面是讲的我们主自己说的。
And this temple on one hand talks about our Lord himself.
因为他说你们拆毁这殿我三日要重新建造起来。
Because he said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will rebuild it.
我们知道这个殿是指着我们主自己说的。
And this temple refers to himself.
但这个圣殿也是指着主的身体说的。
And then this temple also refers to his body.
也是指着教会，讲指着我们说的。
His church, and that means us.
因为教会是神借圣灵居住的所在。
Because the church is where God dwells through the Spirit.
不仅如此，他说我也必赐平安。
And not only that, he says, I will give you peace.
因为他是平安的王。
Because he is the Prince of Peace.
然后到了9月24号。
And the 24th of the ninth month.
换句话说，他们刚开始建造圣殿的时候呢，已经经过了3个月。
That means 3 months after they start building the temple.
然后耶和华的话呢，临到先知哈该，然后说了一段很特别的话。
And the word of the Lord came to Haggai, and he spoke a very peculiar word.
这是在第二章的第11节。
And this is in the 11th verse of chapter 2.
他说万军之耶和华如此说，你要向祭司问律法，说若有人用一斤都剩肉，这一斤挨着饼或汤或酒或油或别的食物，便算为圣吗？祭司说不算为圣。
And here, thus said Lord Jehovah of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, if one bears holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any food, shall it become holy? As the priest answered and said.
我们知道当祭司在献祭的时候呢，有些祭像平安祭，有些祭肉是归给祭司的。
We know that when sacrifice is given, some sacrifice, the meat actually goes to the priest.
所以他正说用了个比喻，他说如果祭司呢，如果有人或是祭司，他们用一斤都剩肉，啊，然后再拿这个一斤呢碰到一般的饼和汤或是酒，那这些食物会变为圣洁吗？他说不会。
So the question is if the priest used his own skirt and to hold the sanctified meat, and after that use the same skirt to hold the other things like bread. Now would it make the other things like bread holy?
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
换句话说，是圣洁是不会传染的。
In another word, the holiness will not be just passed.
我们不能因为有一两件事情圣洁了，或者我们分别为圣了，我们这个人就是圣洁的。
We cannot say that because there are a couple of things we are sanctified, and then our whole person is sanctified.
然后十三节他又说，如果有人因摸死尸染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的哪一样，这物算为污秽吗？就是说必算污秽。
And the question on 13, verse 13 is now, if one touches a dead body and then touch other things, are the other things considered as defiled?
圣洁虽然不会传染，但是污秽会传染。
Now although the holiness, the sanctification cannot be passed, but the filth can pass.
为什么神在这里特别提到这两件事呢？
Now why the Lord specifically mentioned these two things?
一件是圣洁，一件是污秽，或是污秽，或是不义的事情。
So, why the Lord mentioned these two things? One is sanctification, holy, and the other is unclean and unrighteousness.
因为我们知道圣洁是神的性情。
Because we know that holiness is the nature of God.
因为公义是神的道路。
And the righteousness is His ways.
所以来到神的面前，我们必须要有他的性情。
So when we come to the Lord, we have to have His nature.
我们的行为必须要有他的必须要公义。
And our walk has to be righteous.
然后在这里，神就借着哈该提醒他们。
Now here the Lord remind them through Haggai.
这十五节他说：“现在你们要追想，此日以前，耶和华的殿没有一块石头叠在石头上的光景。”
And he said, "Now you have to think back."The condition, the circumstances at which the temple of the Lord, there's no one stone on top of another stone.
他说在那一切，十六节，在那一切日子，有人来到谷堆，想得二十斗，只得了十斗；有人来到酒池，想得五十桶，只得了二十桶。
Before those days, when one comes to the heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When one comes to to withdraw 50 measures, there were only 20.
然后在你们手下的各样工作上，我以旱风、霉烂、鞭炮攻击你们，你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的。
Verse 17, I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in all the work of your hands, and yet you turn not to me, said the Lord.
你们要追想此日以前，就是从这九月二十日起追想到立耶华殿根基的日子，仓里有谷种吗？葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树都没有结果子。从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
Consider, I pray you, from this day and onward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of Jehovah's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yes. Yeah, the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the oil, olive tree have not brought forth. From this day will I bless you.
换句话说，在过去的许多年间，他们不是没有祝福，但所有的祝福都漏掉了。
And in another word, in the past few years, it is not they did not have blessing, but they let the blessing just drain away.
但是从今天开始，神说我要赐福给你们。
But from this day on, I will bless you, the Lord said.
为什么在今天这9月24号有这么大的改变？
But why the 24th day of the ninth month, there is such a change?
因为神管教他们，现在管教有了结果。
Because the Lord has disciplined them, and there is a result of the discipline.
我们知道管教，神的管教没有处罚的意思。
We know that the discipline of the Lord does not have the sense of punishment.
因为处罚常常没有积极的效果。
Punishment is not looking for a positive result.
但是神的管教能总是能够带下美好的结果。
But discipline brings forth fruit.
管教我们并不是代表我们被弃绝。
And when the Lord disciplines us, it doesn't say that He is forsaking us.
事实上，管教说出了神悦纳我们。
Actually, discipline says that He has accepted us.
留在巴比伦这些人呢，神似乎好像没有什么管教在他们身上。
Now those who stayed in Babylon, the Lord, it seems that the Lord did not discipline them there.
但这些为着主回来的人呢，神管教他们。
But those who returned for the Lord disciplined them.
神管教他们，因为神爱他们。
The Lord disciplined them because the Lord loved them.
神管教他们，因为把他们当儿子看待。
The Lord disciplined them because He sees them as His sons.
希伯来书十二章告诉我们，神管教我们，我们当时不觉得快乐，反觉得好像很非常的艰苦。
Hebrew 12, it says, when the Lord disciplined us, now at that moment, it seems that we do not have joy, and we think it is harsh.
但是呢，管教呢，产生一个效果，就是我们能够在圣洁上与神有份。
But there is a result of discipline, His discipline. That is, we have a portion, in His holiness.
所以借着管教，圣灵在我们身上组织了把这个圣洁组织在我们的里面。
So through discipline, the Holy Spirit has constituted holiness in us.
不仅如此，借着这管教呢，就产生了平安的果子，就是义。
And not only that, through discipline, it produces the fruit of peace, which is righteousness.
所以你看见借着管教呢，一方面有圣洁在他们身上显出来。
So through the holy, through the discipline, on one hand, there is a holiness that shows forth.
一方面呢，结出了平安的果子，就是公义。
And on the other hand, there is the fruit of peace, which is righteousness.
这就是他们神借着哈该对他们说：“你们去向祭司问律法”所问的这两个原因。
So that is what the Lord tell them to go ask the priest to these questions.
因为在过去这一段时间，他们有祝福，但祝福漏掉了。
Because in the past period of time, they did have blessing, but they have let blessing drain away.
因为他们没有圣洁，没有公义。
Because they did not have holiness and they did not have righteousness.
但现在借着神的管教的时候，神的圣洁在他们身上，神的公义在他们身上。
But through the hand of discipline, the God's holiness and God's righteousness is now on them.
现在管教看出了结果。
Now discipline now produces fruit.
我们想很多时候，你知道，我们如果不爱主，我们爱世界，好像管教的手还没有在我们身上。
Now oftentimes when we think we did not love the Lord and then we love the world, it seems the hands of discipline did not come to us.
好像我们的日子还好过一点。
As our daily life is pretty good.
但什么时候我们向着主有这样的渴慕的心，我们愿意来走这条路的时候，好像环境变得更艰难。
But when we have a heart to seek the Lord, to walk with Him, it seems the circumstances become more difficult.
但是神爱我们，神管教我们。
But the Lord loves us, He disciplines us.
在我们身上显出他的圣洁和公义。
And He will produce holiness and righteousness in us.
当这个结果显出来以后，
When the fruit bears out,
神的目的达到了。
Now his purpose is accomplished.
神说，从今日起我要祝福。
And the Lord says, from this day on, I will bless you.
神没有意思叫我们多受一天的苦。
The Lord does not desire for us to suffer one more day.
就然后我们在二十节看到，这月二十四，耶和华的话二次临到哈该。
And on the 24th day, the word of the Lord come for the second time to Haggai.
当我们在读哈该的书的时候，我们发现有一件很奇妙的事情。
When we read Haggai, we find something quite amazing.
因为哈该书前后也不过才三个月二十四天而已。
The whole book of Haggai encompasses a period of 3 months and 24 days.
在这么短短的三个多月当中，神说了好几次话。
And within these 3 months and a little more than 3 months, God has spoken several times.
你记得当以色列百姓不忠心的时候
，When the Israelites were not faithful,
圣经上说耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
And the Scripture says the word of the Lord are few, and his inspiration is infrequent.
当百姓的心转向他的时候，耶和华好像有说不完的话，一直在那里说。
When the heart of the people turned back to him, the Lord seems to have endless words to say.
在九月二十四号，他说了两次话。
On the 24th of the ninth month, he spoke twice.
好像神的心实在是满足。
As his heart was really satisfied.
神巴不得倾心吐意，向着爱他的子民。不断的说话，不断的启示。
And it seems that God wants to pour out His heart to His people who love Him.
他说：“你告诉所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地，我必倾覆列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并倾覆战车和坐在其上的马必跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。”
He speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, "I will shake the heavens and the earth."And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride therein, and the horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother.
然后他说，万军之耶和华说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯，到那日我必以你为印，以我拣选了你。这是万军之耶和华说的。
In that day, said Jehovah of hosts, will I take thee, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, said Jehovah, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, said Jehovah of hosts.
在第二章提到两次，都说了同一件事情，就是要震动天地。
And in chapter 2, the Lord said twice that he will shake heaven and earth.
第一次讲到要把万国的珍宝，万国所羡慕的带进来。
And the first time he said he will bring the treasure, the desire of all nations back.
第二次他说，所罗巴伯啊，我已经以你为印，因为我拣选了你。
And the second time he said, Zerubbabel, you are my signet, because I have chosen you.
我们读马太福音第一章主耶稣的家谱的时候就提到，所罗巴伯是大卫这后裔这条线。
Now we know that when we read the genealogy of Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, that Zerubbabel is in the line of David and then to our Lord.
现在神说他要拣选所罗巴伯为他的印。
And here the Lord says he would choose Zerubbabel as his signet.
换句话说呢，大卫的宝座要在这里保留。
And in another word, it says that the throne of David will be kept here.
这里所罗巴伯所预表的来是我们的主自己。
Here, Zerubbabel signifies typifies the Lord, our Lord Himself.
这里提到说，我必以你为印。
Here it says, I will make you as my signet.
换句话说，我的权柄在你的身上。
In another word, my authority will be given to you.
你是我所喜悦的。
You are the one that I delight.
是我所信靠的。
That I trust.
他说，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Now here it says, it said, Jehovah of hosts.
哈该书这两章总共只有三十八节而已。
The book of Haggai have only 38 verses.
但是提到万军之耶和华提到了14次。
But it mentioned Jehovah of hosts 14 times.
在中文圣经只列出了13次。
And in the Chinese Bible, only 13 times.
因为在第二章第九节呢，它漏掉了一次。
Because there was one part, one phrase was left out in the chapter 2, verse 9.
所以总共应该是14次。
So altogether, it should be 14 times.
换句话说，在每两到三节就提到一次万军之耶和华。
In another word, every two or three verses, it was mentioned, Jehovah of hosts.
为什么在这么短短的两篇里面要用那么多万军之耶和华这个名字呢？
Why within only two chapters, the word Jehovah of hosts appear so many times?
当他们在看环境的时候，到处都是敌人的军队。
Because when they look around, the enemy's armies is all over.
他们曾经看见巴比伦的军队在他们周围。
They have seen the armies of Babylon surrounding them.
他们现在看到的是马代波斯的军队。
And then they now see the army of Medo-Persia.
但神在这里借着先知哈该，叫他们注意到，他们所要看的乃是这位万军之耶和华。
But the word of the Lord through Haggai tells them what they should see is Jehovah of hosts.
你记得在列王记下第六章曾经提到一个故事。
We know that the second king, verse 6, a matter was mentioned.
那时候敌人就是亚兰人的军队围绕着以利沙。
The army of Aaron surrounded Elisha.
所以以利沙的仆人非常害怕。
So the servant of Elisha was afraid.
但以利沙告诉他说，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
But Elisha told his servant, what is with us is more than what is with them.
所以以利沙祷告，神就是开了他仆人的眼睛。
So when Elisha prayed, God opened the eyes of his servant.
就他一看，满山满谷都是火车火马。
So the servant opened his eyes and see that the chariot of fire and the horses of fire are all over the mountain.
当我们环境看到都各样艰难的时候呢，神向我们启示的乃是他是万军之耶和华的名。
So when we see the situation around us to be difficult, and the Lord revealed to us that He is the Jehovah of hosts.
他是掌管天使天军的。
And in his hand, he controls all the soldiers of hosts.
在列王记下十九章曾经提到。
And the second king, chapter 19, it says.
神只用了一个天使就灭了敌人十八万五千人。
And God only used one angel, it abolishes the enemies 185,000.
我们需要神开我们的眼睛。
We need the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们看见不是在环境周围的艰难。
That we see not the difficulties of the surrounding.
乃是他是这位万军之耶和华。
But he is the Jehovah of hosts.
我们读哈该书的时候，我们也看到一个很特别的事情。
When we read Haggai, we see something special.
我们看到哈该是一个很特别的先知。
We see that Haggai is a very special person.
因为在哈该书里很少提到他的自己。
Haggai really talk about himself in the book of Haggai.
你在其他的先知书上都看得到先知的一点介绍。
Now in other book you see some introduction of the author or the prophet.
在这么多以色列人当中，神为什么拣选哈该？
Now out of so many Israelites, why God chose Haggai?
因为哈该是一个隐藏的人。
Because Haggai is one that was hidden.
虽然在外面有这么多人不爱主，这么荒凉，但是在这里有一个人，他隐藏着他自己，他在那里爱神，在那里亲近神。
Although outside there were so many people who turned their head away from the Lord, now here is a person that hided himself and loved the Lord.
而且你如果读哈该书，你发觉哈该说话都是引耶和华的话。
And you know, and you also discover that what Haggai said, he always quote the Lord, Jehovah.
他没有他自己的话。他的话都是耶和华的话。
He does not have his own word. His word is the word of the Lord.
不仅如此，如果我们读 以斯拉记我们看见。
And not only that, when we read Ezra,
哈该不仅仅传达耶和华的话，他也跟那些百姓一起在那建造圣殿。
And Haggai not only just delivered the word of God, he also built the temple with God's people together.
换句话说，他所说的是他所示的。
In another word, what he spoke is what he was.
他是我们一个很好的榜样。
He is a good example for us.
在希伯来书十二章，我们刚才所读的圣经呢，告诉我们。
Now Hebrews 12 it tells us.
神再一次他要震动天地。
Once again, he will shake, the Lord will shake the heaven and earth.
他要把那不震动的国赏给我们。
And he will give us the unshakable kingdom.
那我们既然得到了这个不震动的国，我们应该怎么样呢？
Now that we have this, and now that God has given us this unshakable kingdom, what should we do?
他说我们要感恩。
He said we should give thanks.
我们常常忘了感恩。
Now oftentimes we forget to give thanks.
神给我们这么宝贝的那个不震动的国，所以我们应该要感恩。
God has given us such precious, unshakable kingdom. That's why we should give thanks.
不仅如此，我们还要按着神所喜悦的，以虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉他。
Not only that, we have to serve Him with sincerity and fear according to what He has given us, what He is pleasing to Him.
因为我们的神是烈火。
Because our God is a consuming fire.
要烧去我们里面所有的杂质。
And He will burn up all the dross in us.
让他的圣洁公义在我们身上彰显。
That His holiness and righteousness would shine.
有一天在基督台前的宝座前，有火要出来。
And one day before the throne of Lord Jesus, the fire will come up.
盼望我们身上都是那个金银宝石，能够耐火。
May we are gold, silver, and precious stone that can stand the fire.
我们低头一些祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.